As we all know, Irish Dieback's been here since 2012, and they reckon 90 to 100% of ice trees will be affected. Now, the ice tree is the most common tree in Ireland, grows in every hedgerow and every back garden in the country, and some of them can grow up to 30 metres tall. So the problem will be that in the next couple of years, these ice trees that are affected by ice dieback, now some of them are more affected than others, and some of them will die quicker than others, but they're all going to be affected, and they're all going to die, and eventually they'll fall, you know. So the problem is that homeowners especially sometimes have ice trees growing quite close to their house, but they may not own the land that the ice tree is growing on, and they need some way of taking them down safely, you know. As well as that too, you have people who aren't qualified to cut down trees if it's going to cost a lot of money, because it can cost from a couple hundred up to €1,000 to remove a massive tree, you know. So it is a big cost, and people, my fear would be people would get a chainsaw themselves and start removing trees when they're not qualified to do so, you know. Now, there is plenty of tree surgeons out there, but it comes at a massive cost, and so I was hoping that the council would introduce some sort of a grant system where people could apply for a grant to get the trees removed safely if that was what needed. You
know? Yeah, because I guess the ash tree is considered quite a resilient tree, a very strong one, but there's going to be a big issue coming down the line, like you're saying. There's a lot of trees affected, and some people may be looking to take the issue into their own hands, but you're kind of just highlighting that the whole process needs to be streamlined. It needs to be as easy as possible for people to get support to address the issue, rather than, like you're saying, someone acting reactively and disaster striking. So you're trying to just be a bit proactive in the situation.
Yeah, well, it's good to get ahead of the thing, you know, because it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen, and there's no point waiting until the disaster's there and then scrambling for money then. This is the time, we know it's coming down the line, so this is the time now to get ahead of it and get something in place for people. Because we've seen too with the storms are getting more plentiful and getting stronger, and we've seen electricity outages for weeks at a time. You know, no doubt that's not all caused by ice trees, but ice trees are contributing to it, you know, and they're going to continue to contribute more to that problem as the ice trees get weaker and weaker and start falling, you know.